In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the last Sunday in the Great Lent. النهارده آخر يوم حد في الصيام الكبير. Why? Because the Great Lent ends on Friday. And then the Holy Week begins from Saturday of Lazarus. That's why today is the last Sunday in the Great Lent, and today is the Vespers of Sunday. And because this is the last Sunday, there was a great occasion. Traditionally, for all Christians and the Coptic Church, I mean, that they used to baptize the catechumens. And the catechumens were those who spent 2 to 3 years learning and practicing and attending the first part of the liturgy until they are ready for baptism. So today was the day on which, or tomorrow any morning, all the catechumens used to be baptized. And to attend the Holy Week for the first time. And then they were sharing, or used to share, in the procession of the resurrection during the liturgy of the resurrection, the Easter celebration. And this tradition up till now is on in the church. However, it's not anymore for the catechumens especially, but for all the children. Most of the Upper Egypt Christians used to postpone the baptism of their children until this week. That's why we call it the Baptism Sunday. نهار حد التنصير أو ليلة حد التنصير أو عشية حد التنصير. نهار آخر يوم حد في الصيام، لأنه بعد كده الحد الجاي إن عشنا هيبقى في أسبوع الآلام. When we come tomorrow, the gospel will be about the man who was born blind, and the Lord created eyes in the place which was empty, in the same manner that He created Adam from the beginning. He took dust and spat on it and filled the place of the eyes and asked him to go to the pool of Siloam. And he went to the pool of Siloam, he washed his eyes, and he got his sight, sharp sight. Not only these eyes, but the inner eyes, which was much more important. But we leave this meditation to tomorrow, God willing. النهارده اتكلم على نقطة مهمة جدا جدا في حياتنا، اسمها نقطة الباب الضيق. The gospel of tonight speaks about a very, very important point in our life, which is the narrow gate. Narrow gate. The Lord said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gates. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Question: what is the narrow gate? Yes. The cross. What? The narrow gate. Our life. What? But first, there is another way through which every one of us went through the baptism. The first narrow gate is the baptism. Why do we call the baptism narrow gate? The baptism is by and resurrection. What else? The baptism is old life and new life. When we were baptized, we accepted to follow this whom we have been baptized for, or in his name. We were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And St. Paul said, you were baptized for Jesus. Yes? That means that we announced to follow the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the narrow gate. This is the narrow gate. Simply, it doesn't need philosophy or explanation. Very simple. We accepted to go through the narrow gates and as we received the power of resurrection after we died, as Medhat said, with him. We died with him in the baptism and we were resurrected with him in the resurrection. We are baptized with him, buried with him in the baptism, raised with him in the resurrection. But between these two actions, there is a way in which all of us go through for a certain time. Between the moment that we accepted the cross and the resurrection, and the moment of entering with him. Oh, that's why. Entering with him through the narrow gate.
Entering with him through the narrow gate to the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ explained this in one of his parables. Do you remember? In the Sea of Galilee,
في إنجيل متى أصحاح 25 Matthew 25 ده أنا ما عرفتش أقربها بقى ولا حاجة. It's a very, very famous parable. We pray this parable in the first worship in the midnight prayer. ما فيش بقى الدرس انا اللي اقولها بقى. Yes. Yes. The wise and the foolish virgins. The wise virgins entered with him through the narrow gates to the kingdom of heavens. Yes. And then the groom shut the door. The foolish could not enter through the narrow gate. Although they went through the very first narrow gate in the baptism. But unfortunately, instead of continuing in the narrow way, they widened their lives so much until they lost the benefit of the first narrow gate. So when the groom came, the wise virgin were ready, they entered immediately with him. But the foolish ones, although they have the lamps, but they don't have oil. Why? Because they spent their lives without collecting the oil. So the Holy Spirit, which was within their heart, dwelling in them, did not work enough. That's why it was important that we hear this gospel tonight. النهارده كان مهم قوي ان احنا نسمع الانجيل ده. مهم خالص. طريق ضيق. طريق يعني صعب. لكن لو هتمشي لوحدك يبقى صعب. The narrow gate was the very important gospel for us to hear tonight, preparing ourselves for the gospel of baptism tomorrow, God willing. And the narrow gate and the hard way is very difficult. If you go through it, في كلمة كده. There is a word. If you go through it, A-L-O-N-E. Alone. If you try to go through it alone, it will be very difficult. If you carry your cross, as the Lord said, carry your cross and follow me, then it will be very simple. Why? Because you will have a practical example. You will have a true life. You will have a model. And this model is going carrying his cross. Only what you do is to follow him. Very simple. Very simple. That's why when one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Many will seek to enter it, but will not be able. Why? Because simply they did not, number one, either or, either, number one, did not already at all go through the first narrow gate, the baptism, or they went through the first, but they did not continue. They lost their way. They chose the widened life. They chose the easy life. There are some examples. St. John Chrysostom said in one of his sermons from the Old Testament, proofing the main difference between the narrow gate and the wide gate. Wide gate, during the days of Noah, wide gate, all the people. Narrow gate, one family. But the wide, they chose to live their lives until everything in their minds was corrupted, impure. But just one family, narrow gate. Sodom and Gomorrah increased in their bad life. But just Lot and his family. Only two daughters were saved. Narrow gate. Abraham was narrow gate. Abraham, although he was among the Egyptians, he was saved. He and his wife, while the other people were bad. Narrow gate. Moses, Aaron, and their daughter, their sister, Mary. Yeah? And wide gate, the Egyptians, led by Pharaoh. And although the Lord punished them 10 times, without any effect on them. And then narrow gates. When the Lord opened the Red Sea for the children of Israel, led by Moses, and then all the army of the Pharaoh, and all the people, Egyptian people, who followed Moses and the Jews, were drowned in the Red Sea. Narrow gate. These examples were given by St. John Chrysostom to explain to us that just one, but wide, this wide could be perished. And it happened. Happened many times. Many times. Now, between the first narrow gate and the last, not the second, because it's the last, Alpha and Omega, Aleph and Ye, beginning and end, the first and the last. There is not the first and the second, the first and the last. First, going through the narrow gate in the baptism. The last is going through the door, narrow gate, with the bridegroom to the wedding, to the heavenly wedding, to the divine wedding, to the wedding of the Lamb of God, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, in between. How can we keep ourselves in the narrow way? This is a very important question. Very important question. Answers. I shut my mouth. I want to hear how to keep ourselves between the narrow gate, first and last narrow gate. In this way, you understand, of course, that this way explains our life on earth. Yes? It's our life on earth. Between the first and the last is our life. From the moment of our birth from above, through water and spirit, the baptism, until the moment that we leave this world, or until the moment that the groom comes while we are in the church now. He may come. Who knows? Does anyone know the moment on which the Lord will come? None. Either he comes or we go. So in between, this contains the life on earth. Yal. Answers. Very good answer. Keep our eyes on him. Keep our eyes on him means we focus on him. And when we deal with others, we put him between the others and our eyes, asking him, what would you do? And we do. Very simple. Doesn't mean any effort. Right? When Peter was focusing on his eyes on Jesus Christ, he was walking on the water. When he doubted, he started to drown. Examples. He was insulted, but he did not insult. He did not retain it. Yes? The normal thing, according to Newton's law, for every action, there is an action equal and opposite. Equal and opposite in direction. But the Newton's law is not applied on us in our Christianity. We don't do that. We don't do that. We can't do that. Because very easy when you are insulted, to insult. When you are beaten, to beat. When you are smacked, to smack. Very easy. When you are beloved, you love. Hated, you hate. This is Newton's law, but not God's law. Yes, it's good for the earth. It's good for the nature laws, but not for the heavens laws at all. That's why we lose our step sometimes. When we forget that the narrow gate and the hard way is a condition mandatory for us to keep ourselves going through the last narrow gate. Easy to look. Easy to commit any sin. Easy to have desires to the possessions in the hands of your neighbor, your brother, your sister. Easy. It's a lie. But as you, as Dr. Ashraf said, when you look, focusing your eyes on Jesus Christ, ask him, you will find him saying, I was walking in the streets without sandals, without shoes, naked foot. Yes? He was not crying out. No one heard his voice. He was doing good to each one, casting the devils from the possessed and healing the sicknesses from every disease and giving hope to everyone, feeding the hunger with 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is simply the narrow gate. It's not something needs explanation. It's very easy. Another narrow gate. Love your wife. Of course I can. She is to limit. And this limit is according to her behavior towards me, of course. If she behaves good to me, I will find myself. If not, you know. Love your wife. Love your children. Of course, I love them. But if any one of them is naughty boy, so I have to. Sometimes I lose my love to them because of their bad behavior. Love your brother, love your sister. Before all of that, love your father and mother. Yes, I do. Love your neighbor. He is not social. He is not cooperative with me. Love your enemy. Oh, no. Sorry. You have to do that. So how did we start it? From father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, neighbors, siblings, to the enemy. Yesterday, Abuna Tedros was praying for the enemies in St. George's Church at the end of the visitation of Dr. Nassim, Nabi Nassim Abdul Malik. He was praying for those who persecuted us. He was praying for those who killed us. He was praying for them, asking the Lord to forgive their sins and awake their minds and hearts. This is Christianity. So this is what we call the narrow gate. This is what we call the hard way. But unfortunately, it's not enough to tell him what they said to him today. Please listen. When the Lord, he said that many of them will try to go through the narrow gate, knocking. Then the Lord will begin to stand, to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you. Where are you from? Then you will begin, this is Jesus Christ, you will begin to say, we ate and drink and drank in your presence. And you taught in our streets. Is this the qualifications of entering? Qualifications of entering through the last narrow gate? يعني إيه أنت أكلنا وشربنا من إيده? He feeds everyone. Everyone eats and everyone drinks from his hands, either Christian or Muslim or atheist or Buddhist or Confucianist or none. Everyone eats from his hands. Everyone drinks from his hands. And everyone hears the word of God. It's not the qualification that the Lord is awaiting from us. That's why the Lord said to them again, but he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Workers. Not enough to hear. Not enough to listen. Not enough to memorize the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Not enough to eat from his hand or to drink from his hand. It's not the qualification. The qualification is, what did you do? That's why he said, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Look back in St. Matthew Gospel, when he said to those who were good people on his right hand, he will say to them, come to me, blessed of my Father. Because I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, give me to drink. I was naked, you dressed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was stranger and you accepted me to your houses. And I was in prison and you came to me. Whatever you do with one of my little brothers, then you did to me. Did to me. These are the qualifications. This is the narrow gate. Why do we say this is the narrow gate? Because when you have here some money in your pockets and someone asks you, undoubtedly, immediately, without hesitation, take whatever and give. Whatever you have and give. This is the narrow gate. That's why one like Amba Abraham, the Bishop of Fayyum, who used to give whatever he gets, was among those on the right hand. Simply, everyone knows the story of Amba Abraham. When someone was giving him some money, he used to put it under the pillow. And then after a while, another one comes asking him. He says, take from under the pillow. Without knowing how many did he get, how many did he give. He didn't know. This is what we call the narrow gate. Why we call it narrow gate? Because it breaks the love of money in my heart. This is the philosophy of giving alms in this way. That the money is nothing in my eyes. Money comes and goes. Today I'm rich, tomorrow I could be poor. Today I have, tomorrow I could be in need. But in the two cases, I am sure that my beloved God will never leave me. Will never leave me. This is the narrow gate. To live in purity in among an impure world, it is a narrow gate. That's why Job said, what did he say, Job, about that? When he was living among an impure world, he said, a covenant. I said to my eyes, how can I look to aversion. Never. Never I do it. And mean look here means to look in an impure eyes. This is the narrow gate. Among a hatred world, when you carry a great love to everyone, not according to his love to you, unconditional love. This is the narrow gate. When I live hours of watching TV or iPad or laptop or computer or novels and take my agbiya and kneel in my room speaking lovely, joyfully to my Lord, saving the hours of nonsense by this prayer, this is the narrow gate. If I leave all the food around me and they say, okay, you said that the devil will not be cast out except by prayer and fasting. I fast to have victory, to conquer the power of the devil against me. This is the narrow gate. When you give 10%, 20%, 30%, whatever you can to the needy, this is the narrow gate, because you have everything, but you give willingly. One day the Lord wanted to teach a rich man what is the narrow gate in giving. He was very rich, but he was very tight, and he had a very stiff heart. And then a poor man used to come and ask him even for bread or something. And then he used to shut his heart and door. But one day, a poor persisted to knock at his door. And then the servant opened, and the rich man was eating at that time. And the beggar said to him, just one piece of bread, please. And then in a very hard way, he took a bread and threw it in his face and said, go! Don't come again! Don't let me see your face again, whatsoever. And they shut the door. At night, he dreamt that he died. And he went up, and the Lord was saying, what did this man do in his life? And the angel was silent. No answer. And then an angel came with a plate covered. He uncovered the plate and he found the bread that he threw in the face of the beggar. And he awoke and he said, oh my God, what a foolish man I am. Just one bread precedes me in heaven. This is the only I did. And from this day on, he started 180 degree, giving and giving and giving and giving until he became very poor. And then, you know what did he do? He went to a strange village and he sold himself as a slave. And spent the money. He lived as a slave and he spent the money. It's not a story. It's a true story about St. Peter al-Abid, St. Peter the worshipper, old St. Peter the slave, because he sold himself as a slave. When he found that he can be very, very rich in heavens, narrow gate. But this narrow gate opened to him. When he went in this way, as a very rich man, not on earth, but in heavens. This is the difference between the narrow gate and the wide gate. And you are free. You already, in your childhood, went through the narrow gate, the font of the Ma'mudiyah, the font of the baptism. And this narrow gate, as you said from the beginning, you died and resurrected with Jesus Christ. We are supposed to follow him until the cross. Until the cross. The last example, the newest example, is the 21 martyrs of Libya. They were not bishops or priests or even Sunday school teachers or servants. They were not high educated, very high educated, or clergy, or studied in the clerical school, theological school, but they went to the narrow gate. They went to the narrow gate. When they said to them, either Islam or sword. They preferred sword. They preferred to be with the Lord. 20 Egyptians and 6 Nigerians. 5 of them. 5 of them left Christianity and went with the Daesh. And one Nigerian insisted to be with the 20 Egyptians to form the 21 martyrs of Daesh. This afternoon I heard from Abuna Tadros an impressive story about this happened in America. In one of the states, they built a new church among the name of St. Cyril the Sixth, El Baba, Pope Kirillus the Sixth. And it's a new church. While Abuna was going in the parking lot outside, entering the church, a big car followed him and stopped. And the man came out of the car and said to him, are you the priest of this church? He said, yes. He said, we noticed that this is a new church, and from the name Kirillus the Sixth, we recognized that you are Coptic Orthodox from Egypt. Yes? He said, yes. And he said, in this area, we are a very big community of Buddhist Indians. And some Catholics. And as we heard the story of the 21 who were killed by Daesh in Libya, we assembled together, we prayed for them, and we decided to collect some money after their name. Please accept this envelope for the new church. In the name of these martyrs. Abuna was telling me this story while his tears were falling. Believe me, on our way back from the cemetery after the burial of our beloved Dr. Nabi. So these people who chose the narrow gate are preaching now. People they never have seen before all these people in a very far from Egypt or Libya to America. And these people who are mainly Buddhist donated for the church in the name of the martyrs who went through the narrow gate. Please strive to get through the narrow gate. Don't be lazy in your prayers. Don't be lazy in your reading the Bible. Don't be lazy in repenting and confessing. Don't be lazy to give as much as you can. And the more you give, the more you will be given. Believe me. Don't be lazy to serve the children of God in the name of God Himself. This is the way, if we want to keep the blessing of the first narrow gate reaching the last narrow gate, going through the hard way and the tough way, but led by our Lord Jesus Christ, carrying the cross after Him, entering with Him with the five wise virgins. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Any question? You don't need to ask. I need to ask, but not now because of the time. God bless you. Pray for me. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Because worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and ever. Amen.